Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 102 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and finally we have reached Snake Style, a style we've been talking about since almost the very beginning of the book. Snake Style is the evil mastermind martial art par excellence. This is rarefied air indeed for bad people with pointy goatees. Snake Style Kung Fu is devoted to negative chi. It has almost no real physical attacks. Mainly it's just like a one-finger poke that directs all your negative chi stuff and pressure points and all that sort of thing. So Snake Style, as we've discussed at length, does have fairly high entrance requirements. IQ 10, mental endurance 12, and PP 7. IQ 10 means that theoretically every member of the Snake Style fraternity of evil should be of at least average intelligence. However, there's a major flaw in their plan. Classic evil blunder, and it's the dumbest thing on this page. And I quote, "Throughout the world, there are less than 50 masters and students of Snake Style, each keeping their training secret. Entry into their dark studios requires a blood oath of loyalty. Betrayal is rewarded with a sentence of death." So secrecy and loyalty are paramount. The style description then goes on to describe that Snake Style masters tend to cultivate fingernails up to 2 inches long on their index fingers. First of all, this is just not practical for death touches. You don't want to be death touching somebody when you've got a 2-inch long fingernail. That shit's going to break off. Dim Mak doesn't kill you for weeks and weeks. Stubbing a 2-inch long fingernail so hard that it breaks hurts right now. You're going to wish you were devoid of life energy. But more importantly, in a style dedicated to secrecy, this is a style with like 50 members, including all the students who are being trained. An extremely exclusive global conspiracy to teach super, super evil martial arts. You walk around in formal clothes, you grow your fingernails out to 2 inches long, and you exclusively recruit not only evil people, but dishonorable and evil people. The alignment requirement is dishonorable and evil alignments. Every day, somebody brings a promising young hooligan to a Snake Style master and says, "Look, this kid's got everything. It's the total package. Ragged-ass fingernails, never clips them, extremely selfish, extremely malicious, extremely untrustworthy, hates everybody, including us, only interested in power." And the Snake Style sensei has to take a moment and stroke the pointy goatee and say, "Yes, but does he specifically delight in breaking his word? Because as you well know, we only administer the blood oath of secrecy to those who specifically delight in breaking their word." For a bunch of mystical Fu Manchus who make you take an intelligence test before you join their ranks, this is some stupid shit. The dumbest thing on this page. Not a good way to run your evil conspiracy. Join me next time for a style whose practitioners are even easier to spot on a secret mission on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.